this is Kathleen.
And Eric.
And welcome to ThriftyCast episode 116. How are you?
I am caffeinated to the gills.
Good for you.
To the point where it's 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
And you're awake.
I am wide awake.
That is increasingly rare these days.
I know. The fact that I'm awake at all at 10 is stunning, but I am... let me apologize in advance. I am super chatty right now, too.
That's good. That's good.
Well, for a podcast, I would hope so.
So what's been going on besides being really caffeinated? How much coffee did you have?
It was probably about a pot and a half through the day.
Ooh.
I was just like doing things around the house and I had a pot going and then I would fill it up and then like drink it while I was doing things. And then I would do more things because, you know, energy, and then I would drink more coffee. And then here I am just wired. I do this thing where it's like, oh, I'll watch an episode of TV and then I'll clean for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of doing that tonight. But because we were snowed in all week, you know, today's February 25th, and we just had this big snow dump where I live. So haven't really been able to get out of the house. We were trying to clear out the driveway. Patrick was moving the car. His foot slipped, and now our car is parked in the yard. And we can't get it out. We had to jump the four-wheel drive truck to get out to go to the store to buy cat food because such is life, right? So because we've been trapped at home, you know, I've been looking for things to watch. And just on a whim, I started watching Only Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
The Steve Martin, Martin Short, and... It's Selena Gomez. That's it. I always get Demi Lovato. Who's the girl with the ponytail at the top? Ariana Grande. Yeah. I'm just old enough where a lot of those like pop stars of a certain age, I get them all confused.
Yeah.
This show was so good, and I'm so late to the party. It's podcast adjacent. You know, it's about these people who have, like, a true crime podcast they're doing. There's only two seasons so far. It's, like, really funny when it's funny. It's heartwarming. It was so good. And that's been my last few days. Like, a little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of that, a little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of that, and working from home during the day.
Yeah. That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, not too bad. What have you been up to?
I'm not snowed in, but it was really weird. So yesterday, there was no snow in the forecast. I walked Eloise, I don't know, like 6-something. Around 9:30, I happened to go into the kitchen, and there was like a blizzard outside.
Oh, geez.
We got 2 inches of snow that wasn't in the forecast. Just for a couple hours, it snowed really heavily. And everybody online was like, what? Where did this come from? It was really weird because, you know, the snow gets so hyped on the news.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 days in advance, it's like we could get anywhere from 0.5 inch to 12 inches every time it's going to snow. And this was just like 2 inches out of nowhere. It's mostly melted now because it was like 40 degrees today and sunny. So it was kind of a nothing, you know, it was like 2 inches of snow and then it was gone in 24 hours. But it was just the strangest thing because did not expect it. And then suddenly I looked outside and I was like, am I hallucinating? Is there a snowstorm? But have not been snowed in all week. I have been reading a ton because my aunt's been giving me tons of great books to read.
Ooh.
So I'm really busy reading. I've been listening to podcasts. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
Yeah. I don't know. 2 inches is a really big deal in the city. It's great that it melted right away. But the problem with snow in the city is that there's kind of nowhere for it to go.
2 inches 2 inches of snow is not much snow, and there's plenty of room to move it.
Okay. Because
it's it was not a big deal at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's
you get like a foot of snow, it's a problem.
A foot of snow anywhere is a problem. But, you know, my memory, and, you know, it's been, 7 years since I've lived in the city, almost. But I just remember when it snowed, the plows would come through, and then suddenly it was really hard to move your car, because there was, like, this big sort of ridge of snow. And so,
yeah, well, they don't even bother to plow the side streets anymore, so that doesn't happen.
That seems problematic for a lot of reasons.
Is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very problem. But that doesn't happen. You don't have that big ridge of snow.
Yeah. There was one time, I think it was last winter, we were at Walmart, and all of a sudden you heard everyone's phones go off in that, like, kind of amber alert kind of way.
Yeah.
And there was a message on the phone that there was a squall coming. And I'm like, what's a squall, and why is this a big deal? A winter squall. So, but all of a sudden everybody's like, yeah, let's get home. Let's get out of Walmart. So we run out, and we're about halfway home. And then all of a sudden it was like you just sort of drove into full-on whiteout conditions, and the road was completely covered. Like, completely covered within about 5 minutes. It was nuts. And I've never seen anything like it before or since. That was bad snow.
Yeah. I turned those alerts off on my phone. I don't like those.
I didn't even know you could turn those off. That's great.
Yeah, it takes work. But they're very scary. Like, when those go off in the middle of the night, they're very alarming.
Well, I'm still freaked out for all those people in Hawaii that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that was bad.
Terrifying.
What find of the week?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're talking about thrifting.
Wait, did you actually get thrifting, though, with all the snow?
I went thrifting I had the day off on Friday, not the Friday before last, right? Friday okay. before yesterday. So, we went to the, little thrift in Neshkoro, the tiny little town just north of us, the one that used to be a school, and found a few really good things. My favorite, though, was it is a piece of art, that is a raccoon painted on glass over kind of an orange background. It has a really 70s vibe. But, you know, I just love pictures of raccoons. I just love raccoons.
I very much want to see a picture of this posted.
Oh, okay. It's actually sitting right outside. We were going to hang it downstairs. We're trying to kind of move the downstairs into a, like, a real kind of, like, 70s vibe. We've got, you know, latch hooks hanging and a few knickknacks, but I kind of want to load it down in, you know, earth tones. And we moved a small wicker bookcase down here that looks great. But it's getting that whole, you know, we did a whole episode on how there's a lot of different 70s. This is that, like, earthy, up art-ish kind of. That's, I think, what we're shooting for. So that goes with the theme. So that's my find of the week. So yeah, I've been terrible at taking pictures because I'm never on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, you have been really terrible about taking pictures.
Well, and I mean, I haven't responded to anything on Facebook. I just have not been on Facebook.
I know. I've been carrying that load.
You have been, and I've just been absent. So, and I haven't even when I went out, I sort of forgot that I have TikTok now. So, you know, we do what we can.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm on Facebook. I can do it. I got it.
Why, thank you. What's your find of the week?
My find of the week, I went out on Thursday morning, my favorite Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't find a ton of stuff, but I did at two different stores find pieces of new Fiesta for less than a dollar.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice. So I got a little, I think it's like peacock blue. It's kind of, like peacock blue. It's a ramekin. You know, those things like round, small, you can bake in the oven in them.
Yeah.
Like it would be like an individual thing. That was 90 cents, which was nice. And I have nothing in that blue. So that's kind of nice to have something in that blue. And then I also got a utility tray, which is kind of like a relish tray. It's the new ones are bigger than the original ones were. Mm-hmm. I'll take a picture. I haven't taken pictures of them. That's kind of in the pale yellow or the cream. And that was half off. So that was just, I think, a little bit less than a dollar. It's just like a little, you know, you would put cut up vegetables on it or fruit or anything, you know, little desserts, little cookies. It's a handy little tray.
Well, I'm picturing just like a segmented platter or a divided platter.
It's not segmented.
Uh-huh.
It's just a tray. Anyway, it's cute. So that was nice because they were very reasonable, and it's always fun to find Fiesta, new or old. So those were my, those were my finds of the week. I've been finding a ton of clothing, and some of it is really intentional. I've been trying to look more at clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to buy less clothing in the real world and more clothing in thrift stores.
Yeah.
And I've always felt like you can't find plus size clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus size clothing at thrift stores. But I'm finding tons of it. And so now I don't know if it's just I wasn't looking enough or there's more showing up now. But I feel like every time I go, I'm finding good, very, very affordable. I found a new dress for $6.
Ooh,
like tags nice. Still on.
Oh, nice.
Really cute. And then I found jeans again for less than a dollar. I found a skirt for less than $2. I mean, just, you know, I have to stop myself from buying jeans and skirts because they're so easy to buy and they're so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't anymore. But it's interesting. I'm just curious what that's about. If I'm looking more or if there's more there.
Yeah.
But I get a good amount of clothing, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I had this thought that you're bringing this up because I had this thought the other day that I wish, and I think I've said this before. I mean, God, we've been doing this for how long? So I'm sure I brought it up before, but I wish I was better at sort of styling in general. I wish I had a better eye, but especially with thrift store clothes.
Yeah, I would not say that you would look at these and be like, ooh, she thrifted some really cool clothes. It's just like very utilitarian, you know,
yeah.
A nice pair of basic jeans, the dress. I mean, the dress looks like I could have bought it at Target or any mass market retailer. You know, it's not like some cool vintage dress or anything. But for me, it was more the fact that it was my size. It was new, it was in good shape. Like it wasn't damaged in any way. And it was at $6, significantly mm-hmm. less than you'd pay even, like, probably even pretty marked down at Target. $6 is hard to beat.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. I think there was a point where, you know, thrift style actually meant vintage style, that you would sort of find
yeah.
these old and interesting things, which is great if people do. And, you know, being able to kind of mix those things in would be great. But I just have such lack of imagination when it comes to clothes. Like, I'm always in plaid shirt, jeans or khakis, pair of Doc Martens. Always. Well, I'm saying that, and I'm actually not wearing that right this second, but... Or, you know, t-shirt and a hoodie. And, I, you know, I would like to... The great thing about spending less on clothing is that, I don't know, ideally you can kind of take more risks or do things that you normally wouldn't. And so that's what I'm missing out on, I think, when it comes to thrift clothes. So, yeah.
So what's your... What's your thing you love?
Oh, okay, our topic. This is a weird one, because this is not something that I buy except on very rare occasions, but you buy a lot, and Patrick actually buys a lot. It's fabric.
Oh, I'm intrigued, yeah. It's weird that you picked
that. Yeah, what happened was I was looking around the house and I realized all the places that I have thrifted fabric. Because in our downstairs in the 70s room, we have these plaid flannel curtains, which came from basically almost like a whole bolt of fabric that Patrick found. On the basement side, a while ago, you found these like superhero print fabrics that are curtains in there on the basement side downstairs. We have a few pillows because they're the easiest thing in the world to make, made out of thrifted material. We have the there's a farm themed vintagey one that you actually bought the fabric and Patrick made pillows out of it, and we've got that on the couch upstairs. So the great thing about vintage fabric or any fabric that you buy at the thrift store is sometimes it's a little, sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's hanging with sheets and blankets because there's a substantial piece of it. And you can find all kinds of fun vintage things. A little harder to find are things like old bark cloth. It's actually not uncommon to find like a fun 70s print or even the new fabrics like, you know, florals or, you know, kind of any number of things. And there's so many things you can do with fabric, obviously. Going all the way from tablecloths for those folks out there who are handy enough. I'm sure it's not that hard to whip up a nice poncho or caftan.
I like how you went right from tablecloth to poncho or caftan.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
The importance of life.
Well, really, like, if you have tablecloths and ponchos, what else is there? And I also, when I think of a poncho, it's really a tablecloth with a hole. Let's be honest. So
if your table's wrapped. Yes.
Right on. Or really, if it's rectangular, you put a hole in it, a couple stitches here and there, and it's a caftan. It's easy peasy. So for those folks out there who are good at quilting or good at putting things together, you can find lots and lots of just fabric ends or scraps, usually for very little money at thrifts. Again, this is for the folks out there who are a little bit craftier, but this is, I think fabric is a perfect thing to thrift.
It is. And in fabric, I mean, if you go to Joann's or Hobby Lobby, Michael's doesn't carry fabric as far as I know. Fabric by the yard is expensive. It's very expensive. And the thrift store usually is not expensive at all. Sometimes if it's a really big piece, it will be a little more expensive because I think they look at it and they say, wow, this is a lot of fabric. And they'll price it higher for that reason. But smaller pieces are usually very, very inexpensive because they're like, what is somebody going to do with this? You can also, you were saying like different kinds of fabric. A lot of holiday patterns, you know, if you're likes to craft holiday things, it's a great place to find like smaller pieces of novelty holiday fabrics. besides looking for it on the racks by housewares, you know, like linens and sheets and things, some stores will have good craft sections, mm-hmm. and it'll be up, especially if it's smaller pieces and scraps. So you'll find it in bags. If you don't have a craft section in your thrift store, you might just find it mixed in bags, wherever they hang those random plastic bags of whatever they throw in them. Mm-hmm. So you have to look around sometimes for it. One thrift that we go to sometimes in Wisconsin by my mom, they have a great fabric section, mm-hmm. and they have it divided color in different bins. And they just roll it up and rubber band it. I mean, they have so much that they do it by color. They'll do scraps and bags. But, I mean, they have a ton at that Salvation Army. But it's an area where more people sew clothing and quilts and craft things. So it's more common to get donations of fabric there. It's a little less common, I think, in the city. Mm-hmm. Not completely uncommon, but a little less common.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one. I love finding fabric. I'm notorious for buying it and not doing anything with it. Just kind of enjoying it. Enjoying it, I have.
Well, yeah, I mean, it ends up being a weird hoarder thing. Like, again, you know, Patrick will buy different fabrics that he likes all the time. And we have kind of a couple giant Rubbermaid containers that are just filled with those rolled up fabrics.
Yeah.
You know, and the thought is like, oh, this is absolutely great. I know I'll do something great with it sometime.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, the picture I took of the sock monkeys in my guest bedroom, there's some bins in that picture on my bookshelves, my shelves in there, and some of those are fabric bins. They're stored according to color.
Yeah.
Yeah, awkward.
To piggyback on the notion of fabric, I would also include in that things that can be cannibalized for fabric. And I'm talking about things like cutter quilts, mm-hmm. You know, quilts where there may not be in good shape, but, you know, you're able to get some of the forms out of it, especially the more kind of vintage or interesting quilts that have older fabrics, you know, 30s, 40s. One thing that you've done at home that I love is cannibalizing kind of damaged chenille quilts and using those as backs for pillows.
Yeah, that works out really well because it kind of saves the good stuff for the front. I managed to get a really, really cool, I thought, crazy quilt, mm-hmm. which thing that was really popular early, like in the Victorian era, they became very popular. This was not Victorian era. This is later than that, but I got it at the Dig and Save. Mm-hmm. It loved to have kept it intact, but it just had too much damage. So I made two good sized pillows that are in my living room out of it. And yeah, I used chenille on the back. From a chenille bedspread that had way too many holes to use, because doing the crazy quilt on both sides just would have kind of wasted too much of the limited fabric I had.
Yeah.
I can take pictures of those. I really like those pillows. Whoever did that quilt was just had such a great eye for weird fabric and interesting stitching. I would love to know who made it.
Yeah.
And I do have some other pieces of it that I was able to save. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I do have them for something. Mm-hmm. I'll figure out. But they made great pillows.
Well, in that, I mean, I think that actually is the key to buying fabric. I don't, I'm going to like encourage some irresponsibility here and say, like, if you see a fabric you like, don't worry about having a plan for it now. You know, hopefully something comes up at some point where you're like, get an idea for a project, something you'd like to make, and then just know that you have the fabric on hand.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it becomes your friend's pillows on their couch, right? Like, mm-hmm. sometimes it becomes a gift for somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
It doesn't have to stay in your bedroom or your extra bedroom or your Rubbermaid tote.
Yeah. And again, like I said, this is so tricky because I'm not a very handy person. I wish I was handier. Sewing machines are actually not that hard to use, and we have one in the basement that's gone unused for quite a while. So, I don't know. Bringing this topic forward was kind of... I was kind of hoping it would inspire me to come up with something, to do some kind of project.
Maybe we should say in March we'll each make something with some of our fabric.
That's a good idea.
Why don't we say that?
That's a really good idea.
We'll each make something with some of our fabric.
Okay.
Okay. Give a whole month.
That sounds great. And let's also agree, no judgments.
No judgments.
No judgments.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Yep.
And if it's terrible, it's terrible.
The thing that's really weird, too, every once in a while, I'll pick up, like, an old pattern. Because they're mm-hmm. so ridiculously cheap. And some of them are just, like, hilarious and great. So... I don't know, if I was feeling just bananas as far as ambition goes, something like that would be incredible. I can't imagine that turning out well if I tried it, though.
I'm not going to be that ambitious. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah.
But I'll figure out something.
Yeah. I don't know. If you start seeing me, like, log on to record, and I'm just sporting more caftans, then you'll know. You'll know for
every
sure.
time caftan.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be hideously jealous first.
What?
I demand no.
Caftans for everyone.
Where did you get that amazing caftan?
Oh, as soon as I start hearing that at Walmart, it's just going to be the best. What has been your greatest fabric find at a thrift, specifically at a thrift? Because I know what it is not at a thrift, but...
Well, I mean, and I've talked about it before, the black swan bark cloth that I got that I made into curtains.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have, at a defunct village thrift store. Unique thrift store. On Kedzie, mm-hmm. that was like my best, most amazing, because you said you can sometimes find bark cloth. Bark cloth is incredibly hard to find at the thrift store.
Oh.
I can count on one hand, I think, the times I found it.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that rare.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. Mm. But that was probably my best fabric find. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found some other great things, like that crazy quilt was really good at the Dig and Save. Mm-hmm. And I found a lot of quilts, but I think of quilts as a different thing.
Yeah.
What about you? Or you, Patrick, through you, you, Patrick, whatever.
You know, I don't know that any particular one stands out for me. If I had to choose one, I would say the plaid fabric that we turned into curtains downstairs. It's nice because they're so heavy. Like, they do a great job of blocking out the light because they're flannel, thick flannel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're just... I mean, it's an ugly plaid. It's not any kind of... I mean, it would be like a disco Scotsman if it were a kilt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a plaid that exists in the real world. It's got like bright orange and olive green. Yeah. I'll try to take a picture of that, but knowing how lousy I am with Facebook lately, I can't make any promises. I didn't even put a picture of my vintage shoes up.
Hey.
Or that pedestal.
You're behind.
I'm super behind.
Speaking of Facebook, I'd really like to thank Amy for sharing her sock monkeys that her grandmother made. They were horrible. So cute. So cute. She's very lucky. They're really lovely. And I did share a picture of the sock monkeys that you and I made.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
They look really cute together. Mm-hmm. They really do. a little underfed. They could be a little more stuffed, but they do look really cute. So yeah, so post some pictures, Eric.
Sounds good. Well, just as a reminder, you can find our social media on Facebook, which I need to get to, at ThriftyCast. Just search for ThriftyCast. Our Instagram is I Love Thrifting, L-U-V Thrifting. And speaking of malnourished, my TikTok is Let's Go Thrifting 1970. Again, I have one post, the same post as last time, so I'm hoping to get better at that. You know, talking about this really just makes me want to go to Dig and Save really bad.
It's been so long.
I know, and just that...
It's been a long...
Well, in the experience of thrifting at Dig and Save in Madison is... especially in the fabric section, it's so zen. Like, you're going from bin to bin, looking at everything in there, and then you just move on to the next bin, and you just sort of go into this, like, I go into this, like, weird meditative trance. Like, everything else goes away, and it's just...
It's also an upper body workout.
Oh, yeah, good point. A lot of bending.
It's, well, and you really have to get... Those bins are deep. You really have to get in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to go there. It's been so long.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's plan that the next time you're up. We'll make sure that that's where we go.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening.
We always love to hear about your finds.
And we'll be back soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.